Welcome to the Running After 40 podcast, the podcast about all things related to running at 40 and beyond, produced by www.runningwithgrit.com. We help you stay physically healthy and emotionally strong at any running pace. I'm Sarah, your host, and a wife, a full-time working mom with three kids, three dogs, and a lifetime passion for running. Whether you are a veteran runner looking to maximize your times as a master runner, or a brand new jogger starting in your 40s, 50s, or any age, this podcast will be there for your journey. I want to share stories, secrets, and strategies for success. This includes mistakes and lessons learned, all related to running past age 40. Let's hit the play button together and hit the roads as runners with grit after age 40. Hi guys, welcome to episode 115 or 115 of the Running After Age 40 podcast. I'm Sarah, your host, and today's episode is going to be 7 ways to stay happy as a runner after the age of 40. So it's my birthday, so I decided to do a birthday episode on happy running. So a little story about me. I have run every birthday since I believe I was 15 years old. And for a while, I did like a certain number of minutes based on my birthday, but I can't really do that anymore. I just turned 48. So I decided to really focus on happy running because of my birthday, though. And I'm not a big birthday person, so don't take that in the wrong way. But, you know, being able to go for a run on my birthday is something I don't take for granted. You know, the older we get, the more I think that we have to take a moment and just be so thankful that our body is letting us do the things that it's doing. And that would be whether it's yoga, walking, stretching, riding a bike, doing the elliptical, going for a jog, running a marathon, running an ultra, whatever it is, just being so thankful that our body is working and not ever taking that for granted. And then thinking, what am I going to do in the next year to make sure that next year at this time, I'm still able to do the things that I want to do? Because the last thing that we want is to be in a place where we live with regrets. We think, well, if I would have only done this, or if I would have just done the exercises, or if I would have just changed my diet. And, you know, it's easy for me to say that because it's, you know, a day of my life where a lot of us reflect on our birthdays and it's easy to be grateful and happy, right? But if we can take a little bit of that and add it all year long, that's really the goal of this episode. So I've got 7 things to cover. And if you've listened to the Running After Age 40 podcast, these are going to be things, guys, that you've heard me say so many times. So I'll try to say them in a little bit of a different way. But the bottom line is it's the same thing, right? I mean, you can listen to a different podcaster. You can read a different article. You can go to Barnes & Noble and read a book about running, but it's all going to tell you the same type of thing. It's consistency, it's discipline, and it's being grateful and doing the things on a daily basis that will slowly add up to the big things. So the number one thing to stay happy as a runner is to decide to be happy as a runner. And just making that decision has to actually be a decision. You have to decide, because there's so many people out there that joke and say, oh, I only run if someone's chasing me, or I hate distance running, or I'm just not a runner. My body wasn't built for running is a big one that I've heard before. You know, my family just doesn't do that. My knees aren't cut out for that. Like, there's all these little things that people say, and it keeps you from finding happiness in running. And so you have to make the conscious decision that you're going to be happy as a runner. And when I say conscious decision, I also mean for those of you who used to be road racers or, you know, used to be marathoners and now just do a couple miles here and there when you can get it done and are happy about that. Like, you have to decide that you're going to be happy in the amount of running that you can do now and be grateful for it. So commit to the feeling, decide that's who you are, and decide to be happy as a runner. And that's the number one thing. I mean, I could stop this podcast and not say another thing, because if you decide to do that, every decision that you make, all these little decisions all day long are going to be based on that, because that's who you are. That's part of your persona now, and you're a happy runner. So it might sound cheesy, but you're either not, you are, or you aren't. There's not really any in between, guys. Like if you're in between, then you're probably going to be inconsistent and you're not going to be enjoying, and you're going to be, you know, just a year from now, you're probably going to be hurt and unhappy and, you know, just not being the best type of runner or person that you can be. Number two, I love this one, is to smile while you're out there. I don't mean you need to run the whole like 30 minutes of your training day with a smile on your face, but get your chin up and smile. Like smile at the person that's coming by you. Smile while you're listening to a podcast. You know, actually like show some emotion and your whole body will feel better. Like the body responds to what the mind feels. So if your mind is showing a smile, then your whole body is going to react in that way. There's no reason you can't smile when you're going up a hill, right? And definitely you can smile when you're going down the hill. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And if you're out for a walk right now, like there's no reason that's keeping you from smiling at the dog or smiling at a bird or taking in the trees and just smiling that you're out there. And, you know, even if it's raining out, smiling that it's raining so that, you know, people's gardens are going to grow and that we're going to have a better crop and that you're going to appreciate the warmer days because maybe it's a cold rain. You know, I don't know what it is, but I can promise you that you're never going to regret having a smile. Number three is read about other people that are happy in their running. So if you're part of a workout group where, you know, those, you know, and you're reading on forums where people are complaining, they're always hurt, really negative, you need to find a new thing to read. And you probably need to delete yourself from those groups and find some more inspirational groups to follow. So you can read books, guys. You can go to, you know, Amazon, type in runner and find some inspirational biographies about people that got things done. It doesn't mean that they're training was always going to be happy, but I can promise you that if they wrote a book, that most likely the ending is going to be a somewhat happy ending about, you know, what running did for their life and for them as a person. So reading about others succeeding and their happiness will, you know, lead to you having more happiness. Number four, though, is really important, especially on social media. And I've alluded to this before, and that is realizing that other people's success and happiness is not taking away from your own. There's not this defined amount of happiness out there. So if one runner is happy, that you can't be that same amount of happiness. Okay. So the world has an infinite amount of happiness. So actually it's going to spread from runner to runner. And so if someone else is doing really well, they're healthy, they're running faster times, that doesn't mean that you can't too. So obviously races are competitive. Only one person can win, right? For each age group, whatever it is. But the happiness, there is no winner, right? We're all winners. If we can spread happiness and we can be kind to one another and we can be supportive as runners, there's so much animosity in this world. This is one thing. This is one thing you can control, okay? You can control being kind to other runners, no matter what their pace, no matter if they're beginners, no matter if they're most, you know, elite runner in the world, you can be kind and you can be happy for other people. And in turn, you can be happy for yourself when that happens. And you'll just naturally be happier and proud of yourself if you're happier for others. Okay, number five. It's something I talk about all the time. So it's fifth on the list, but it should be probably number one, and that's get some sleep. And if you're not getting enough sleep, you need to figure out why. And why is it? You know, are you staying up too late? Are you doing Netflix? Are you just not getting good quality sleep? Like if you're not doing good quality sleep, go back and listen to some of the episodes about sleep. Get some darkness in your room. Stop eating before bed. You know, stop your caffeine earlier in the day. And, you know, don't run right before bed. Do some relaxation and learn how to do some meditation. You guys know, if you've listened to me before, my sleep is a work in progress. I'm still not happy about that. So I'm not in the place where I can say a happy sleeper because I struggle with it. But I do believe that in order to be a happy runner, you have to continually work on your sleep and, you know, get as much sleep as possible. Rested runners are happy runners. Rested runners, happy runners. That goes along with number six, which is to eat well. I certainly don't mean that you have to be a vegan or that you have to be gluten-free or you have to be, you know, completely plant and, you know, this clean eating, but do as much as you can. Okay. What you put in your body is what is going to come out. And there's certain foods that have serotonin that are almost as powerful as taking medications for like depression. You know, if you're on those kind of medicines, please do not change anything. This is not in any shape or form medical advice. But just like running can do wonders for your brain, so can food. So eat well. Okay. It's very simple. Eat more fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, drink lots of water, and cut out any processed crap that you can. So, you know, don't, if there's something that you absolutely love, don't remove that from your diet, but see what you can remove that is the processed crap that's in the middle of the grocery store that, you know, it has a lot of ingredients on the box or a lot of ingredients on the bag. You probably don't need it. If you can't read it and you don't know what it is, just take it out of your diet. All right. And that's what I mean by eating well. And if you do that for 3 weeks, 21 days, you'll start to see a difference in your happiness and you'll be a happier runner. And then number seven is to be happy for others. I think I already mentioned this a little bit, but it was more related to like just supporting other people. But when I say happy for other runners, I mean, whether you're on the internet, at a race, at a training run, you know, maybe a kid's cross country race. And even if you're injured, so this is probably the biggest challenge. I used to really struggle if I was injured and I would see people out running, I'd be very jealous, be very angry that it couldn't be me. So I want you to put yourself in a mindset where when you see somebody out running, even if you couldn't do it that day because you were too busy at work or you've got too many obligations with your family, that you're going to be happy for them. And again, happiness spreads and happiness is something that there is enough to share amongst everyone. So if you can spread a little happy in your running and in your life and, you know, put a smile on your face and again, make that decision, that conscious decision to be a happy runner, it's going to make all of the difference. I would love if you would share any ways that, you know, you maintain happiness as a runner. You can always reach out to me. My email is runningwithgrit@gmail.com. And in the show notes, I typically put, you know, a link to all my favorites. There is a small affiliate commission on those. So that way I can keep this podcast going. This is not a money maker. I lose money doing this, but I love doing it too. And it's something that I hope that I can continue to do and motivate. And I get motivation from each one of you that listens to this podcast. So thank you for sharing in my Happy Runner podcast. And I look forward to running for many, many more years and continuing this podcast. Thanks for listening to the Running After Age 40 podcast. If you like the show, please be sure to rate and give us a like in iTunes. Also, check out our website, www.runningwithgrit.com, for all things related to running over the age of 40. We have a special gift guide up for the holidays on the site, designed to share stocking stuffer ideas and gifts for runners at pretty much every price. Thanks for listening.